Title: Drop in Ableton Live 12, Distorted for Old School Rave Pressure Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12. And quick reset on what that actually means. It's not slap distortion on the master and call it jungle. Real pressure is contrast. It's the moment the drop lands and suddenly the mids feel like a wall, the drums feel blued and hostile, and the whole thing punches without your low end turning to fuzz and your top end turning to bees. We're going to use distortion like an arrangement tool. It ramps, it flips, it jumps in density at bar 1 of the drop, and it evolves every 8 bars without just getting louder. Open Live 12, go to Arrangement View, and let's set the scene. First, tempo, put it somewhere between 172 and 175 BPM. That's your modern DNB pocket, still fast enough to feel like classic rave energy. Now drop in some locators. Make 3 markers. Pre-drop or build for 8 bars. Drop A for 16 bars. Drop B for another 16 bars. And before we do anything fun, gain staging. This is what stops the why is everything exploding moment the second you add drive. While you're building the drop, aim for your master peaking around minus 6 dB. Individual tracks, keep them living roughly minus 12 to minus 6 dB peak. Distortion multiplies level fast, and you want room to push. Cool. Drums first, because if the drums don't speak clearly, all the distortion in the world just makes a loud blur. Create 4 tracks, kick, snare, break, and then group them into a drum bus group. On the break track, start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 HC. That's just rumble control. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HC. And if it's dull, a gentle shelf up around 8 to 12 KHZ, just 1 to 3 dB. Nothing heroic. Then add drum bus. This is your hardware-ish attitude box. Try dry somewhere around 10 to 25%, crunch 5 to 15%. Boom is optional, and honestly in DNB it can smear the kick, so keep it low, like 0 to 10%. If the distortion softens the snap, push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. The idea is gritty, but still percussive. If you want extra tape-like bite, add saturator after drum bus. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Now, kick and snare reinforcement. Here's the rule. The break can be the messy hero, but the kick and snare need to be readable, so keep them cleaner than the break overall. On the snare, you can use roar lightly just to add harmonics. Think drive in that 5 to 15% zone depending on what you picked. Tone a bit bright, and mix around 20 to 40%. You're not trying to turn the snare into a guitar. You're trying to give it a crack that survives when the mids get crowded. Now an arrangement move that's pure old school. In the last bar before the drop, tease the break. Put an auto filter or EQ on the break and high pass it up to around 200 to 400 HC, and maybe pull the level down a touch. Then, on the drop, slam the full break back in. That contrast is basically the first ingredient of pressure. Alright, bass time. Create a track called Bass, Reese. For a fast Reese, use Waveedable or Operator. 2 saws, detune slightly. Keep it simple, because we're going to get movement from distortion, filtering, and the way it interacts with drums. Write a 2-bar rolling MIDI pattern. Don't overthink it. Notes that hit on 1, then some syncopation around the end of 2, and some movement into 3 and 4. Simple, hypnotic, functional. Now we're going to do the most important structural thing in this entire lesson. Split the bass into clean sub and nasty mids. Add EQ8 first and high pass around 20 to 30 HZ. That's just subsonic cleanup. Then add an audio effect rack and make 2 chains, sub and mid. On the sub chain, low pass around 90 to 120 HZ. The sub should be stable and boring in the best way. Optionally add saturator, just 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. But keep it controlled. If your sub gets fuzzy, the whole drop loses weight. On the mid chain, high pass around 90 to 120 HZ. Now we're free to get rude. Add roar if you have it. If not, overdrive into saturator works. With roar, start from a distortion style preset and then dial it in. Drive until harmonics are obvious, tone focused on mids, not air, and mix around 50 to 80%. If you're using overdrive, set the frequency somewhere around 700 HZ to 1.5 KHZ. Drive 20 to 50%. Tone around 40 to 60. You're aiming for a growl that sits in the mix, not a sizzling top that annoys you after 8 bars. After the distortion, add auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Resonance moderate, like 10 to 25%. You can automate cutoff for movement, or use a subtle envelope. This is where the bass starts to talk. And here's a coaching note that changes everything. Distortion is a frequency spotlight. If your drop feels small, you probably need more energy in the 200 to 600 HC zone. That's the meat. If it feels exciting but thin, you're probably overcooking 3 to 10 KHC. That's fizz. So keep asking, where do I want the aggression to live? Now we're going to build the big weapon, a parallel distortion bus that glues the whole rave wall together without wrecking the low end. Create a return track and name it Rave Distort. On that return, first add EQ8 as a pre-filter. High pass around 120 to 180 HE. This is crucial. This is you telling distortion, you don't get to touch my sub. Optionally, if things get harsh later, you can plan for a small dip around 3 to 5 KHC, but don't pre-nerf it yet. Then add roar or amp if you want that gnarly speaker box vibe. Push drive until it's aggressive. On a return track, keep the device mix at 100% because the dry is coming from your original tracks. After that, add saturator, analog clip mode again, drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio of 4 to 1, aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want it to grab and unify. Then post EQ8, if it's fizzy, a gentle low pass around 12 to 16 KHC. If there's a whistle frequency, notch it. And here's a safety move that lets you automate like a maniac without fear. Put a limiter at the very end of the return, just catching spikes. Sealing at minus 1 dB. No heavy limiting, just sealing discipline. Now send into it. Send the break moderately. Send the resmid more heavily. Send a little snare top for crack. Starting points. Break send around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Resmid send around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Snare send around minus 24 to minus 18 dB. This return is your rave wall. It's the thing that makes the drop feel like it's coming through a stressed mixer and a big rig, but because we filtered the lows out, the sub stays clean and physical. Now let's arrange the drop so distortion becomes impact. We'll do an 8-bar build into a 16-bar drop. In the pre-drop build, automate the bass MID chain. Slowly open the auto filter cutoff so it feels like the sound is unmasking itself. And instead of cranking the distortion drive knob wildly, try this smoother technique. Put utility before the distortion on the MID chain, and automate its gain by tiny amounts, like half a dB to 2 dB. That's it. It's often smoother and more musical than twisting drive mid-drop. You can also do a pre-drive EQ tilt trick. Put an EQ8 before distortion and automate a small bell boost, like plus 2 to plus 4 dB, sweeping from around 300 HC up toward 900 HC over 4 to 8 bars. Distortion will follow that boost and it'll sound like the bass is speaking, not just getting louder. Now automate the rave distort return send behavior. This is key. During the build, keep sends lower so there's headroom for the drop. In the last bar, ramp the send up slightly, then hard cut it right before the drop, like an eighth note or a quarter note of silence from that distortion bus. That tiny vacuum makes the drop feel enormous when the wall returns. Also do the old school drum trick. On the drum group, automate an auto filter high pass up to around 200 to 500 HC in that last bar, then snap back to full range on the drop. The moment the lows return, it feels like the room got bigger. Now the drop. Bar 1 is your impact bar. On bar 1, everything full. Full drums, full bass. And the rave distort send should jump up at the exact moment of the drop. Make it a step automation, not a ramp. A ramp feels polite. A step feels like the rig just got switched on. Add a very short room or plate reverb hit on the snare if you like, but keep it tasteful. We're going for warehouse, not cathedral. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the groove. This is a big teacher moment. Don't sabotage your own drop by automating every parameter instantly. Consistency is what makes the groove feel confident. Let people lock in. Bars 5 to 8. Add movement. Increase bass MID distortion slightly. Small increments. Think plus 1 to 2 dB worth of drive, not double it. Add a tiny rhythmic gate feel without extra notes. Put autopan on the MID chain. Set phase to 100% so it becomes amplitude modulation. Choose a synced rate like 1/8 or 1/16, and keep the amount low to medium. It'll chatter in rhythm, and it'll feel like extra programming without clutter. Bars 9 to 16. Variation and extra pressure. Add a second break layer, or a ride or hat loop, and consider one hype moment only. A single rave stab or resampled hit on bar 13 or 15. 1. If you spam it, it loses meaning. You can also automate the post EQ on the distortion return so it opens slightly brighter in the last 4 bars. Subtle. Like the rig is getting hotter, not now it's white noise. If you want a more advanced arrangement trick, Do call and response distortion every 2 bars. Automate roar or overdrive drive so bar 2 of each 2 bar phrase hits harder, and pair that with a tiny resonance bump on the filter. Suddenly the bass is answering itself, but you didn't write new MIDI. Now let's make sure the chaos stays controlled. Distortion creates mid-range density, which can mask your snare and blur your groove. So we carve space with sidechain. On the bass MID chain, add a compressor and sidechain it from the snare track. Ratio 2:1 up to 4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the transient can still speak. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. The bass will step back just enough for the snare to punch through the wall. Optionally, sidechain the rave distort return too. Put a compressor after the distortion chain on the return, and sidechain it from the drum group. Gentle ducking keeps the rhythm readable while the distortion stays savage. Now, optional but absolutely gold, resampling for authentic grit. Create an audio track named Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Solo your drum group, bass, and the rave distort return, or just the drop bus, and record 8 bars of the drop. On that resampled audio, add redux slightly, bits around 12 to 14, downsample just a touch, then EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, and dip any harshness.